Agree with Marriott on the beach.
Ready, Brian?
Yes.
Okay. Like to welcome everybody to our regular council meeting of Tuesday, January 15th, 2019 at 7:10 p.m. First order or second order business, pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Like to take a moment of silence for three of our deceased residents, Velma Kara, Joanne Lucas, and Chuck Victor. If we can have a moment of silence, please. Thank you, everybody. Okay, roll call, please.
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlowski.
Here.
Nielsen.
Here.
Spitznagel.
Here.
All council president, along with our law solicitor, William Mason, and our fiscal officer, Katie Iconis. Can I have a motion to receive and file council caucus minutes of January 15th, 2019?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to receive and file council caucus minutes of January 15th, 2019.
Second.
Second by Mr. Linville.
Councilperson Linville.
Yes.
Brenner Miller.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Terlowski.
Yes.
Nielsen.
Yes.
Spitznagel.
Yes.
Council caucus minutes all passed. Any persons having business before council? We'll go to the lady first.
Ladies first, always.
Thank you, Connie Flato from Sheener Drive. I would like to make a suggestion, comment, etc. I talked to quite a few people in a social environment, whether it be from the 50 Plus Club or any other organization, or just plainly calling people. I truly do not believe that a lot of people in this village know how tight the budget is in this village, how tight money is, and how I would never have known the trucks that are needed, the police cars that are needed, if I did not come to the council meeting and hear what Rob Coleman said and the police, chief said. I would not know that. How would I know that? I heard a couple comments from people when I would say the village is in need of something, and they said, oh, they have the money for that. And I think, and my suggestion is to put in the journal, rather than put something frivolous, put something that the people need to know. When I mentioned to this one particular person that the journal costs us $12,000 a year, I was told it's a drop in the bucket. A drop in the bucket is not $12,000 to me. I would really like to see more information in the journal that is, tell the people what is going on as far as finances and what you're facing. The ordinance information is very interesting. It's good to know, but I think we can go a little farther. I've been told that the owl is more for, I don't know how to say, I've been told it's very riff-raffy or something, not pertinent, invaluable information that we do put in, I include myself, put information such as bereavements, different potpourri things. It's informative. but I think the Journal should tell some certain facts. And that's my opinion.
Okay, kind of hang on. Now, I'll mention what is kind of moving forward when it comes to the Journal and the Owl and stuff, but some of the ways for people, as you know, we have the morning meetings with the mayor. We're going to have one tomorrow, and in fact, I talked to Katie. One of the things we reviewed is tomorrow we are going to kind of talk about where the budget was at, where some of the revenues are, where our departments are. And, of course, we'll have the State of the Village, which we usually have in March, correct?
I'm not saying that you don't try.
Those are a couple avenues for people. But with that said, Mr. Spitznagel put out a memo the other day. We redid our committees. Some people are on them. And he put out a memo to his committee members. He's going to chair information along. He's going to work with Gloria and Jennifer Allen. Those are the three. And he copied myself and Mary Brenner Miller and talked about some of the things and gathering information. So those are one of the things. So, in fact, I did receive something in the mail with somebody put in. They didn't sign it. And I wish they would have signed it because I would have been able to, and it was about the Journal and the Owl, I would have been able to answer them and say, hey, we're talking about that. We're, you know, it's okay to tell me you don't agree with what we're putting in there or you do agree because those are the things we want to hear.
The Journal isn't ours.
It's right. Not mine. It's all of ours.
No.
So it's about making that better. So those are the things you're going to see. We want to gather information. We want to do some things with it that the residents want to see.
Okay. Well, with the same thing with the Owl, we did put a survey in the last three issues, and we are getting responses.
Right.
And we are going to print what people, the comments they've made, the suggestions they've made, what they'd like to see. This is our plan. We want to put this up. But like you say, somebody sent you something, you didn't sign it. Well, we got one from Unanimous.
Unanimous?
We thought that was kind of...
Which is okay. Even if they're giving us feedback, which is good.
I wish
I could have answered them and said, hey, this is where we're going, and then maybe they wouldn't be so frustrated. You know, they would know that we're...
I'm not making fun of people. It's just the way we signed it.
He missed it. Not anonymous.
No, I am.
Unanimous. But seriously, you don't know unless... you're talking to somebody, and I was quite surprised to hear the responses that people, there's nothing wrong with, there's enough money for everything. And we know we need some equipment in this village. I mean, we just know it.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else have anything before council? Come on up now.
Your turn now.
Good evening. I'd like to take this opportunity. First of all, Don Haydu, you went 19148 Rochelle Drive. I wish to take this opportunity, Mr. Mayor and members of council, to wish everybody a healthy and prosperous new year and many words of wisdom as we go forward in our village. To piggyback somewhat on what Connie had to say, yes, information is important. I hope a lot of information will be coming out at the state of the address for the condition of what situations we are in the village. I know reading in a particular publication, I can't recall now at the moment what, because I do a lot of reading. But as I understand it, Alexander Road is going to be resurfaced from Route 8 to the Village Hall. Is there any reason why that is not going to possibly or need to be continued all the way down Alexander?
Money.
Yeah, I'll answer. If you have funding down, and we got a grant for that, and some matched funds, yeah. We wish we could get funds for our secondary roads, but they're not available. So we are receiving funds, and that was something we applied for in an area we can afford at this time.
Is there anything presently possibly in the plans or the near future in regard to our secondary roads? I think certainly you're aware of the condition of Barclay Estates. Yeah, I know realistically there's been good and bad, not too much good since the time that I've lived in the village, which is now going on over 30 years. It's always been somewhat of a problem, and it's never been quite, to my recollection, in the condition that it is in now. I mean, it's deeply in need. So certainly, who is in charge of the road committee, or who leads that particular committee?
I can look at my...
I'm the infrastructure.
But Denny is the infrastructure chair. But Mr. Hayter, let me just kind of address the whole thing to everybody here. We understand that we have some infrastructure issues we have to address, which is a lot of our secondary roads. We are addressing a forced water main, not sewer, forced sewer line that spills sewage in certain areas up by Crawl and Caden along the Egbert Road area. And so we are going to get some funding for that. And we're making those repairs because those are necessary repairs that we have to do. We also understand that those roads are bad. This body's aware of it. We're addressing it. It has just been funding. And hopefully we're looking for 19 and a little more income. You know, the residents are paying more. And we want to fix those roads. We understand that. We understand we can't let them go to the point where we're playing catch up. Even if we have to borrow or do some things, we understand we have to address those roads. It's like anything. You don't want to let it go to the point where you can't catch up. But we did tighten our belts the last few years. Capital improvements were one of them. We went after the funding we could get where we could get it. But we're aware of those roads, this, you know, the infrastructure committee, council and stuff. So Barclay Estates is one of them. There's quite a few other areas too that are even worse. We still have our engineers do our survey. They do a survey once a year, and they give the conditions of the roads, and then we address them. We of course looked at that, and we filled as much as we could in-house and did what we could. But we know moving forward we have to address our secondary roads.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead, John.
The main roads, please correct me if I'm wrong, but the main roads like Alexander or Route 8, Dunham Road, those are county roads, so we're eligible for grants. We're allowed, mm-hmm. We can apply for and get free money. At least it's been half.
Right.
That is covered on those. All of our secondary roads are strictly up to the village, which is basically all the streets that everybody lives on, you know, mm-hmm. unfortunately. But that's why the funding right. is such an issue, and why Alexander, that part right now can be done, because more than half of it we're just being given by the county to help cover the cost of it.
Right. And state funding, and like anything, when that opportunity comes, you don't want to miss it, because when you apply for it and you receive those funds, if you don't accept them, then you get... It might change where you're at on the list, and then you might not be available to get them again, or you have to wait, you know, because they'll give them to somebody else, another city, another village. But we're aware, believe me. Probably tomorrow people will ask me about the roads. They always do, because that's an issue, you know. And our roads probably, they're the way they are because we have stretched it out because of the finances of the village.
Right.
But we don't want to, we know we can't continue. We know we have to, and we did do a couple, but we did, what did we do last year? Or the year before? We've been picking some of the smaller ones to do the repair. Barclay's one of the bigger ones.
We did Jefferson.
We did Jefferson.
I didn't want to say Jefferson.
Yeah,
because we were trying at least
small spots.
Have some
yeah. And Sagamore Road.
Well, unfortunately, I know Barclay. I'm not just speaking of just because I live there.
Oh, I understand.
I do. I know there are a lot of other areas throughout the village that need care.
Right.
But it just got to the point where we can't even, in Barclay now, it's too far gone. That's going to be a major, major reconstruction. That's not just going to be piecemeal. So you've got to come up with some kind of plan, funding or somehow on it. Hopefully, I don't know if the thinking is with the situation is Ford, that's going to be a slow process. That might be our savior in the future, but that could be a while down the road. Has council or leadership thought of any other ways to possibly generate income other than what is the norm? For example, has anybody entertained the idea of setting up our own cable system in this village?
No, we haven't talked about that, no.
Is there any reason why?
For what I understand, I mean, we'd have to spend money, and then you wait for the payback down, and we don't have the capital to spend.
Well, the reason why I kind of
and the resources we've cut our service department down the bare bones over the last few years.
Right, but cutting
that is
only a stopgap measure. You can't cut forever. Wherever you're cutting, you've got to make progress going forward. For example, City of Wadsworth has their own cable system. Fairlawn just put in their own internet system, okay, at such super speeds. And before they even finished it, their phone was ringing off the hook. How can we do what you just did by a lot of municipalities?
Well, so, we'll look into it.
Yeah.
I did, Mayor.
Now, go ahead.
I did several years ago, and this was this was when Mayor Anielski was here. We put out a request for information for companies to come in here and put a Wi-Fi system in Walton Hills. And at that time now, it would be interesting. You said Wadsworth, was it?
Yes.
I'm going to have to research that to see exactly what they did.
They've had it for quite some time.
See, at that time, when I wrote that, we sent it out, and the mayor then got in touch with this guy, and I forget his name. It's been so long now, but we put this thing out to see if we could get companies to come in here and install our own Wi-Fi village-wide. Whether that be with repeaters on poles or whatever. And nobody at that time wanted to touch it because it wasn't worth. What's happening is the government at that time, and they're still doing it, is they're auctioning off all the different spectrums of the airwaves. And so you have people like Sprint, Verizon, AT&T buying that up for a nationwide internet system. Not cell, but nationwide network system. So at that time, nobody wanted to do little old Walton Hills. It wasn't worth the investment, and things were happening so quickly with the technology that nobody wanted to touch it. And we tried. We sent out several things and all over the country. And so it's going to be it'll be interesting. I'm going to do some research on Wadsworth and see what they did, because I was heavily involved in that at that time.
In fact, remember at that time we also tried to get other cable providers to come in, and they basically said we didn't have enough households.
Yeah,
too big of an area, too much infrastructure, with not enough.
Yeah, I was told,
you know what
specifically.
I mean? Like it when the houses are right next to each other. Short runs of cable, a lot of houses.
Yeah,
long runs of cable here, very few houses.
I was told specifically by the cable rep that he said I could put one run in an apartment building in Bedford and get more penetration than I would all Walton Hills. said, good luck trying to get
it. But that doesn't mean we don't research it again.
And we keep being the...
Yeah, go ahead.
We have AT&T fiber in almost all of the village, and they're currently pulling permits to do further. So, and we actually have speeds up to 1,000 megabytes. We have their Gigapower, which is one of the fastest internets probably in the country that you can have access to at this time. So AT&T does provide that service.
But it's not at my house yet.
Right.
But they are currently slowly doing it
because they want the whole package stuff.
Yeah.
They want you to have the phone and everything from them.
But we do have access to very high internet speeds in the village. Yeah. I have it myself. It's wonderful. I recommend it.
I'm going to have to run the wire to your house.
So this Wadsworth that you mentioned, that's...
Pardon me?
Wadsworth and Fairlawn.
Has their own cable?
I didn't understand, Danny. What?
He asked if it was Wadsworth and Fairlawn that you mentioned for their own services.
Wadsworth, as I understand it, has, I can't give you the time frame, but they've had cable for quite some time, cable. Okay. Fairlawn has gone more high-tech and installed super speed as far as the internet goes. And as I understand it, that it wasn't even quite finished, and they were getting calls, the phone was ringing off the hook from a lot of municipalities saying, hey, how did you do this? How can we do this? They wanted to share in it somehow to upgrade their community. Okay. Also the fact that you mentioned about cable. Now, are you aware of WOW, what they're doing like in Northfield, old Northfield?
No.
They're looking for customers. And I ran into one of their techs. I searched him out. I chased the truck down. And I talked to a guy that worked right from WOW. And I told him, come up to Walton Hills. I gave him the address. He didn't know where the city hall was. Village hall. I like to think we're a city. That's the more appropriate used question or response. But we are a village. And I'm thankful for that, really. Because we might end up with a mayor like Cleveland has. But anyhow, so then I read an article somewhat after that. So evidently he made some kind of contact there, but they didn't name names. They said the spokesman for Walton Hills did not know anything about what's going on. Now who that was or who it would have been, I don't know. But WOW was looking to expand in this area. And I don't see why it wouldn't be in their best interest to have some kind of consortium, including us, along with whoever else we get, Oakwood, and to go along with it. Mm-hmm. They're looking for numbers. Everybody's looking to try to increase their cash flow and revenue. For example, I don't know how many people here will recall when we had the situation that American Tower came to us and made us an offer that if we would cancel the contract, they would give us so much money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can't give you the exact date on that, but I do recall making the comment to council, I think we would be better off instead of taking the money if we decide to go that route because it had not been voted on it yet, and buy their stock. I don't recall what their stock was at the time. I think it was maybe in the 60s, 70s. Right now, I think it's over about $160. So that would have been, we'd have made more money that way than to pay off a few debts.
We're not allowed to buy stock with public funds. So
yeah, but don't we vote? We can do that.
No, we can't. We're very regulated how the village money is spent.
You can only do what you can do, and that's why this gentleman is sitting here.
Well, Don, we those are a couple things we can look into.
Yeah, we'll look into that.
Yeah, certainly when someone says something.
I think we have to think a little bit, not a lot maybe, but a little bit outside the box.
Yeah,
cuts only are temporary fixes. Right. And eventually you run out of stuff you can cut.
No, we understand that. What we're trying to do, Don, is to get businesses in the village. That's what pays our bills here. Payroll tax.
Anything
and that
you can...
is our focus, our big focus. And I know I'm meeting with the mayor of Northfield in 2 weeks, two weeks from yesterday. So, and I can ask him about some of their cable, some of their WOW, So we're doing these things to kind of
good
things. So
anything that you can comment in regard to the status at the moment with Ford, what we might think or
yeah, I can comment. Might happen. Do you have anything else, Don? Because I'll wrap it up with
yeah,
you.
Right.
Are you okay? You're okay. And I know I commented, and I'll comment tomorrow. I know I made a comment at the last COW meeting. We had I think it was last Monday, had a conversation with the gentleman we're dealing with from Ford Land, and they still have the bid process open, but they're looking to close it soon, and they have about 3 to 4 good candidates that they want to, that we're dealing with their broker, but that they want to start interviewing. They actually sent out a use survey that they had to fill out, and they were supposed to complete it by, I think it was January 10th. Mm-hmm. They did extend that a little bit. They had two interested parties that wanted to visit the plan again. And it looks like redevelopment. So we're kind of excited about that. We're hoping to have another conversation before the end of the month or beginning of February, hoping they close the process, the bid process soon. And they were very encouraging. They have kept us in the process, which is up to them to do that. You know, it's their property, but they've been very open. They want to be a good, let's say, partner with the village as they sell that property and exit. They want us to be happy with the sale of that property. They want a good fit for us.
Right.
Ford has a reputation, and they want us to buy their cars. They want to do what's right for the people, and we feel they're keeping us in the loop, and that's all we can ask for, and they've been communicating very well with us. So we're hoping that stays positive, and we're hoping we get some good positive results by spring here. We're hoping. So it's in their court, but it seems like it's moving forward by putting out the land use survey that was very positive. According to our economic development consultant, Tom Jordan, a lot of things and Bill are moving in the right direction. So that's about all I can say, and that's about all I really know. You know, it's not like, and that's what they're telling us. Probably once the bid process is closed, they'll tell us more. But why the bid process is open, you know, they have to respect all parties that are involved in it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time and your comments.
Thank you, Don. Any other residents have anything before council?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Don, you bring up a really interesting point about the cable company. I read recently in one of the government magazines several different articles about small towns that were creating their own energy. One of them was using solar panels. Another one was using wind turbines. But several different things like that. And then they were actually able to generate enough energy where they were selling it to their residents at half the cost of what the residents were having to pay prior to that. And then, of course, the towns were getting, you know, the municipality itself was getting basically for free and stuff. So that might be a possibility.
We did look into that a couple years ago, and we had some meetings with First Energy, but it's really cost prohibitive. The amount that you have to invest in the put into it to get it is extremely substantial. But it's definitely worth revisiting.
Because things change, panels are getting smaller and stuff. Now, I remember at one time we talked about putting a wind turbine up by the service garage there. Mm-hmm. You know, and there was some concern. Some communities have, like Beechwood, they don't allow them because people, depending how you know close the residents are, there's noise from them. You hear that. Some people don't like that. They don't like the sight of seeing that large thing. But things are changing. Things are getting smaller. Things are getting more affordable. Mm-hmm. So it is something we probably should revisit.
Maybe
certainly doesn't hurt. We have a rep.
I was going to say maybe even just the possibility for the village itself to become self-sufficient for its own energy with solar panels or things like that on our buildings.
Right.
You know, it would be something to look into.
Especially you get up by the service garage where we have the space, we have the room there.
Right.
You know, you could put, you know, right over there before you get the Taylor chair, that development that Bedford has, that one building there, has a pretty good-sized solar farm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and we went through it one time.
Yeah. We went through it. They produce those solar panels.
Right.
So,
when Mayor Anielski was here, we did that. I've got all the documentation from wind turbines. At the time, there was a study that they would put up, if you met certain criteria, that they would put up a wind turbine. And I've got all the wind data. I had to go get the plotting charts and all that stuff. And it turned out that we were like right on the edge. At that time, with the technology,
right,
as
right.
Don says, we were like right on the edge that it was going to be a worthwhile project or not, and they decided, and this was through, I can't remember the university now, but it was through a university that would do the project, and then if you had one installed, you would get the extra, all that extra energy that was created from it. Some of it would go somewhere, and then this is probably 10 years ago now, 8 years ago that I did this, but as Don said, you know, the technology has changed, so it's everything's worthwhile to look into again and revisit all that stuff.
I remember reading about the wind turbine on 480 that the gentleman had put up himself, and he actually, after 5 years, was selling the energy back to.
Well, they make the one on Route 8 there, Old 8, when you get into Northfield.
Dr. White's Center. Office.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's his office.
It's not the thing. It looks like the egg beater.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I don't know how much it produces, if it's worthwhile. Well, but you have those things too now. So
the one broke.
Doesn't make his braces any cheaper.
Yeah. But the one broke, and they can't afford to fix it because it's
prohibitive.
It's very costly. So it's been sitting there. It's the one on the right side when you're looking at the building.
But those are good ideas. They're things that you should look at because, you know, just because we looked at them 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, things change. People change. Companies change. Technology changes. So those are all items we can review in the committees, and we should. Because sometimes you find out there's things out there now that weren't out there even 6 months ago. So.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I also wanted to let Mr. Haydu know, I know Mayor Cochi in Bedford, everybody's driven down Union Road at one point, bounced down Union Road at one point, made a comment that they've been fighting with the county to redo, because that's considered a county road, for 10 years now. And the county just keeps pushing it back. So that's why... Go the other way if you want to go into Bedford.
That's my daily route. It's horrible.
Yeah, but again, you know, it's got to do with funding and stuff for Bedford, and unfortunately for them, they've been waiting 10 years now on that.
I found out that in Bedford, where they have the telephone
poles,
you know, they have the wires.
No, anybody else? Any council members, anything else? Before we move on to my reports here.
They don't want anybody to...
Okay.
People can get wrong.
Okay, I'm going to do the mayor's reports. I have the monthly court receipts for December. For December, it was $29,263.54. And we ended the year at $278,280.99, which is up about $5,000 from last year in court receipts. So we did about $5,000 more in the court this year. Last year was $273,561.83.
That does not include the cameras, correct?
That does not include the cameras. Which we hope everybody knows, we have the one camera coming in on the west side of Alexander. We're looking to install another one on the east end, coming into the village on Alexander, by right past our entrance sign there. That's something Gasco should be working on. We did call them, give them the okay, the chief, and so we'll notify everybody and move forward with that. Just kind of giving you a heads up on that. So there will be another camera. There will be two in the village. Okay.
And we're putting a toll booth going in and out of Regency, Barclay Estates there for some added income.
I was going to say only people with the name Don, but that gets me in trouble, so.
Well, you'd have to pay to get in there, too.
I got the police, just kind of a little for the month of December, police department report. We had 123 citations in the month of December. The predominant violation was expired plates with 27 citations written, followed by 25 citations written for speed and 11 citations for driving while under suspension. There was only one arrest for OVI, so that's a good thing. That concludes my report there. Any council comments?
Mayor?
Yes.
You want me to make that motion now?
That would be great.
Did I go out of turn, though?
No.
Okay. Mayor, it is my privilege to request that we make a motion to instill Mary Brenner Miller as this year's council president pro tem.
Second.
Second by Jennifer Allen.
Do I start with, do you vote on yourself? Councilperson Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Winfield?
Yes.
All
congratulations.
Council voted for it. Yes. Mary has been council president since August. She wanted to continue in our COW meeting. She talked about it with the council members and had their support, and she's done a great job along with everybody else. So I'm glad she's accepted it and was nominated. So, okay. That's it for anybody. Any more council comments? Everybody good?
Yep.
Well, we can move on to the legislation. Okay, legislation, resolution 2019-1. Mr. Linville?
Mayor, for suspension, I would like to introduce resolution number 2019-1, a resolution providing for the sale of personal property by internet auction with the terms and conditions thereof in 2019 and declaring an emergency. Vote on suspension first.
Correct. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mary Brenner Miller.
Councilperson Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Okay, suspension passed.
Mayor, at this time I'd like to ask for approval of resolution number 2019-1.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mary Brenner.
Councilperson Terlowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Resolution 2019-1 passed. Resolution 2019-2. Mr. Spitznagel?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to ask for suspension of resolution 2019-2, a resolution reappointing Donald F. Sheehy as the village engineer, fixing the duties and compensation for said position, providing for other municipal engineering services for the village of Walton Hills, from Chagrin Valley Engineering Limited, and declaring an emergency.
Is there a second?
A second.
Second by Fred Nielsen.
Councilperson Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to ask for adoption of resolution number 2019-2.
Is there a second?
Second.
Fred.
Councilperson Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Resolution 2019-2 passed. Resolution 2019-3.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce for suspension resolution 2019-3, a resolution confirming the appointment of Carol Stanisek as the part-time community life Recreation Director of the Village of Walton Hills, Ohio, for a period beginning February 1st, 2019 through January 31st, 2020, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Second by Jennifer Allen.
Councilperson Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask for adoption of Resolution 2019-3.
Second.
Second by Jennifer Allen.
Councilperson Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Resolution 2019-3 passed. Resolution 2019-4.
Mr. Mayor?
Gloria?
I'd like to introduce for suspension a resolution confirming the appointment of Robert Kelman as street commissioner for the Village of Walton Hills, Ohio, for the period beginning February 1st, 2019 through January 31st, 2020, and declaring an emergency.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Denny Linville.
Councilperson Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask for adoption of resolution number 2019-4.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Fred Nielsen.
Councilperson Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Resolution 2019-4 passed. Okay, we got old and new business here. Just let everybody know we got morning meeting with the mayor tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 11. What's that?
Free donuts.
Free donuts,
see? We know who will be there.
You can ask any questions you want. I am, besides myself, Katie's usually there along with Carol. But tomorrow we're going to have Angela Ravi there, who is our tax administrator with tax time and, of course, with some of the things assessed to your tax bill. She will be there to answer any questions. You'll get to know who she is. I know some of you might have dealt with her last year because she started when Vic Nagallo retired. She filled in, so we'll have her here tomorrow to kind of help out with that, and you can ask her any questions. I'm trying to bring the staff in so you can put a face with a name, feel comfortable with them. I might even have another officer come in. I've been trying to bring different police officers if they're on duty to kind of, so you've got a face with a name and they feel comfortable with you and you feel comfortable with them. They're all here to work for us.
Yes. Mayor, this is located where, this meeting?
We'll be right across the hall in the old community room, yes. Joe Gelati, I know we did pass, last month we passed funding for the sewer force main that I talked about in the Crawl, Caden, and Egbert Road area. We are going to put out a letter. His crew is going to be out in some of those yards, or you'll see them. He suggested that he gave us some addresses. He wants us to send a letter. I think Katie gave you that memo that Joe sent us. Gave everybody that tonight. He just sent it today about 4:45. Just kind of want to let everybody know about that. So if you see anybody out there doing things, you know, they're measuring things and stuff there. Engineers, so they'll be out there. And the other, I think that there was five houses. I don't think anybody here from Crawl Drive, none of the red, but we're going to put out. He suggested a letter, and he gave us a letter we're going to send out. So Katie will send that out tomorrow.
Had a picture?
I'm not
so
on the list.
No, I saw that.
That's all I have. Anybody have anything before we ask for an
Mr.
adjournment?
Mayor?
Yes.
We were going to the Alexander Road, since we're going to be paving this road, and I don't know when it would start, but are we in contract with the water department as far as them putting in new water lines? Do we have some type of contract with the with the water department?
Mm-hmm.
Now, would it make sense to contact them to redo the water lines the same time we have the road ripped up, rather than have a problem later on?
Right. If some of those areas have been done, just like they did Egbert, and they'll address that. Don will have them.
Don.
The water lines are their responsibility now. The water and the sewer lines are their responsibility.
Well, the only reason I'm bringing it up is because we'll have the road ripped up.
Right.
You know, I mean, we might as well have them come in and do their job the same time, and then once we repave it, then it won't.
Right.
Won't have to worry about tearing it up again.
Exactly. And I'll remind Don of that too, Fred.
Okay.
Good idea. But yeah, that's something they work together. Anytime there's repaving, Don Sheehy and Joe, they get those the utilities involved in that. Because they'd rather do it at that, because if they have to tear it up, that's on their expense, okay? And because they have to restore it.
But it's
so they'd rather do it while we have it torn
right
up.
But it's an inconvenience to, you know,
to the residents.
To the residents.
Yes,
I mean, that's
exactly.
So. The other thing was, again, because it's Alexander and we're going to be repaving, and the way these guys are driving, running these trucks up and down this road, I was wondering why Oakwood, because that's a county road going through all the way into Solon, why there they can stop the trucks from going through. There's no trucks once you come past Glen Willow.
I can tell you, I know we've had discussions here, and I talked to the chief about that, and he told me the other day that we cannot do anything about them going on Alexander, okay, legally. So if they're doing something there, I will ask him why, if that's the case, if they're doing something different than us, or if they have some kind. So let me do that. But I just asked, because I know I tasked him about that a while ago, and we had a conversation. He was in the office, and we can't ticket anybody for using Alexander.
We can for overweight, though, right? Correct?
Overweight, we can, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, I mean, it's...
Is that what you're saying they're doing in Oakwood?
No, well, that they're doing in Oakwood. If you don't drive a tractor-trailer through there or any type of truck through there, because they'll pull you over.
Well, let me see how they're addressing that.
When you come up out of Glen Willow to the last, when you're coming west, there's one road where it's an industrial road that the trucks can turn. After that, there's a sign, and they can't come up through there. So
maybe that's why they put the roundabout in.
I was
thinking the same thing.
The roundabout.
I was, but that's
roundabout.
But that's been there long before the roundabout, because I run that all. I go through there all the time, and it was there before the roundabout. Now the roundabout really slows this tractor-trailers down, because
it's a county road, though, out in that area.
It's
right?
A county road. That's
well, it changed his name, so let's do some.
We had this discussion before, though, Mayor. I don't know if you recall or not. And because it was a county road, there's nothing that can be done.
No, I understand that, but he's saying they're doing something different in Oakwood.
Yeah.
On the same road where it turns into Pettibone.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they're doing something, and if it's the same road, why aren't we? So but maybe there.
That's
maybe,
just,
maybe it changes or something.
Just a question.
No, it's good, Fred. No, there are questions we need to ask.
We're repaving this road, and we're basically repaving it for tractor trailers is what we're going to be doing. You know.
But we have no.
I understand.
Yeah.
No, I'm just.
And I guess that's why they give us funding too. Let's look into Oakwood.
I'm looking for anything to slow them down.
Oh no, I can't argue that. We wish we didn't have to have them on Alexander Road. Who, you know, we see more and more. There's no doubt.
Oh,
we see more and more trucks, more and more commercial.
Yeah.
I mean, that road has just gotten so busy that between the Roxino is that I know just pulling out of our development certain times is not easy. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
So. Okay. I'll talk to the chief about that, because he's in. He talks to the chief of Oakwood all the time and stuff. So let me look into that. Anybody else have anything?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to announce an information committee meeting next Tuesday, January the 22nd. That's at 7 o'clock p.m. Is that okay?
Very good.
Yeah, that's fine. That's unless you wanted to make it earlier. I don't know how long will be.
Gloria is okay with 7.
7 or earlier.
7 or earlier. 6 okay with you?
6 is fine.
It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Okay. 6.
I have to do my hair and makeup.
Yeah.
That's a week from today?
A week from today, okay. Yeah. At 6 o'clock. Don't say anything, Fred.
I was just going to say you better start tonight.
At 6 o'clock p.m. And we'll be talking. We're going to start the conversation. Just what Mrs. Flato came up with increasing the information capabilities of the village, getting more pertinent information out and things like that. And so we're going to start those discussions next Tuesday. So everybody's welcome to come, and please come. Thank you.
And anything that you don't finish from there...
Oh, this is going to be a long process, no, yeah.
I'm just saying we can take it into the COW meeting.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Just
like your
so
points that you...
Yes, everything will be brought to the COW, right. You know, for consensus.
Or if you wanted to finish,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Sure.
We're not going to have a COW meeting next Tuesday, are we?
No.
Not till February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's just an information committee meeting.
Yeah, it's just an information committee meeting, and when we have something concrete to bring to council,
right.
we'll bring it to council for your and the mayor, of course.
Or if you wanted to have, I'm just saying if you need more time,
sure.
Because right? we'll fill those meetings too. Okay. Anybody else?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Just a couple things. Katie, could I ask for a hard copy of the new committees, please? Whenever you have a chance,
yeah.
Just throw it in my mailbox.
Yeah
we'll
Thank
get
you.
It out to everybody. That's something we
and
email everybody.
I just wanted to let you know I had several, almost a half a dozen phone calls from residents, anywhere from Delwood to Shaner to Carmony and Allen. Apparently there was an anonymous letter that went around saying that the village was allowing a concrete grinding company.
A concrete what?
Grinding.
Oh.
Company to come in. And each person that I talked to, I assured them it's not what's going in, just a regular, you know, there'll be no grinding there whatsoever.
Isn't there going to be crunching on?
Boy, they're kind of late
no.
with their rumors, aren't they?
Yeah. I guess what everybody's talking about, unless you've been in the
unanimous again.
Is we have a new company coming in, HGE. It's been a long process. Mm-hmm. They went through the process. They went through planning commission. They went through council. Mm-hmm. They actually went into a development agreement that Bill has drawn up. And in that development, like Jennifer's talking about, in that development agreement, there is no rock crushing of any kind on that site.
I did tell that to the residents. You know, stuff. I said if they had any questions. One gentleman that I spoke to, I think, talked to Katie because he said that finance girl. But I just wanted to tell you.
You could be called worse, I guess.
Does he live on Delwood?
Yes.
Yes, I did. But,
okay, so I did want to tell you also he was extremely complimentary of you and said that he appreciated all the information that you gave him.
Great.
So that was the other thing. There's one last thing, and Katie, you would know for sure, I did not get a copy of the letter, but apparently the kids that are going to St. Michael's, they're being told that Bedford will no longer bus them to St. Michael's and St. Basil. Now, I don't know what, if anything, the village can help to do, because Bedford is saying it's just cost prohibitive. My understanding is that they're required by law if they're within so much of a radius, which is why there's been a dedicated St. Michael's bus with,
right.
I mean, there's been like 30 kids on that bus, you know. So if there's something that we can do to look into that for all of these families.
I never heard that.
Well, let me share what happened. Katie received that yesterday, an email from the, or
well,
Friday.
I got the letter Friday and I shared with the mayor.
From their transportation supervisor. So she forwarded that to me. I called Dr. Selico, who is the superintendent of the Bedford school system. She wasn't in. She returned the call today. I haven't talked to her. And we're going to have some conversation on that first. Because basically what the letter said, if the enrollment goes down for next year, there won't be any of that. So we're going to be very aggressive with that. Because I feel, along probably with you and the residents, that is something Bedford definitely could provide for us, not just bus tickets. I don't understand, and this is the conversation I want to have with her. And we've had conversations. When I took office, she did come in, and we had a greet and meet, and she said, Don, if you have any issues or anything, call me first. So that's the way I want to approach it and stuff. So we're going to have those conversations, and I didn't want to, not really to share because I didn't have it yet.
It's a good amount of kids, but
right.
I want, you know, that I know still go there. I know there's looking to be more kids next year. You know, there's an additional one in my family that's going to be attending next year, too. But maybe if instead of using a full school bus, they use one of the smaller school buses, you know, for
that's exactly what I was thinking.
I know, Mayor.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's been a while, but our two kids went to St. Michael's, mm-hmm. and they bused them there. And I can't remember the exact specifics, but there was, from our experience, there wasn't anything concrete written in law that they had to, and I could be totally wrong. There was something to the effect that they took in consideration how many kids, students were on that bus, mm-hmm. and made their decision whether they were going to do that or not. Because I think when my kids started going to St. Michael's, they were just in the process of getting that bus. Mm-hmm. So that's how I know that. But I don't, all the details are, you know, that yeah. was...
Well, we would have to check for sure. But yeah, my understanding was that Bedford's required, if they're going to a private school, and it's only so far from whether they consider it, you know, the mm-hmm. superintendent's office or the bus depot or whatever. So that was my understanding. If they were going to another school like Nordonia, Bedford was not required, sure. you know, to provide transportation.
It's a public school.
Right, because it's right. a public school. But
you know, and sometimes when, let's say like Katie or someone receives something like that, sometimes, and it doesn't make it right, sometimes an email goes out like that, and the superintendent might even say, Don, I wasn't even aware of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
Okay, and then, so that's why I wanted to talk to her, address sure. it first, and it might be a very simple, you know, I didn't know, you know, let's see what we can do and stuff. So that's where we're at with that.
I do know, too, that at least for 6 years while Johnny was in school, they were picking up kids in Bedford first.
Right.
You know, and then making it into Walton Hills with it, you know, with them. So it wasn't just Walton Hills kids that they were busing.
Right.
You know, they were busing kids from Bedford, so just all on the yeah. same bus.
I'm going to be pretty optimistic and feel pretty confident that we're going to be able to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And thing. So I... Yeah, and we'll start with Dr. Celico and
okay.
and see what she... And then I'll keep you, everybody, informed.
Great.
And
no,
stuff. I told Katie, I appreciate that one thing, that if... It's nice that they sent out the letter almost a year in advance instead of all of a sudden the school year starting in June and we get a letter, you know, in April or May saying this is what happened and you don't even have time to react or work it out.
Yeah, well, so, they have to have their deposits in already for next school year.
Right.
So, you know, school deposits have already been placed by most of these families, too.
I know one time when a similar situation, but I'm not going to say because it isn't a similar situation. We just received the letter yet. It hasn't happened. But we did have it. We did end up going to the school board meeting years ago and stuff when I did. This was mm-hmm. early on. And they addressed it and things worked out. So I want to be optimistic and see what we can work out with them and hopefully keep our bus.
Yay.
So.
Yeah. I hope so.
And if anybody asks you, that's what, you know, so. And
yeah,
and then
I
as
heard
we,
that.
So I'll probably I'm. It's funny because you brought that up because I got her message and I told Katie I'll talk to her after the morning with the mayor. That's a little easier before the meeting is the superintendent 8 o'clock. But, you know, that meeting, that's like the hectic time for her, probably between 8 and 9 once classes and it probably settles down a little bit. And she's been very responsive to us and things. So.
Great.
I'm going to be good. Optimistic.
Me too.
Good. Anybody, anything else? Okay. And I told everybody this was going to be the quickest meeting we've ever had.
It's close.
Could I have a motion for adjournment?
Mr. Mayor, make a motion to adjourn the council meeting on the 15th of January, 2019.
Second. Second by Brian?
No, that was Fred.
Second by Fred Nielsen.
Councilperson Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
It was under 1 hour.
Was it? Oh, that wasn't bad then.
We started at 7:10. Yeah.
You can okay. always remind her.
1 minute. Meeting adjourned at 8:09. Thank you,
yeah,
everybody.
We could buy a book.